Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile and shake the hand of a stranger sitting tall here for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eyes. See, I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I do appreciate you tuning in today. Hopefully you're having a great day. I'm having a good day, and so hopefully you are as well. And if not, maybe we can change that here in a little bit. And, you know, it goes all to what we're focused on, what we're thinking about, you know. And, you know, I talk a lot about that on this program, but that is the key. You know, if we're looking at everything that is going wrong with our lives at the moment, or at least our minds are trying to convince us of all these things that are going wrong with our lives, then if we're focused on that, if we're looking at that, then that's all we're going to see. But, you know, what we really need to see is the solution. And the solution is getting out of our heads and into center. And a lot of times it's hard for us to even understand what that means. And what that means is just that, getting out of our heads, you know, not focusing so much on what our heads are trying to tell us, but what our heart is telling us, the center of us, where spirit is. And that's what we need to focus on. All right? If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do that simply by doing this, picking up your phone and punching in these numbers, 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to this program is 347-327-9316. And I would love to hear from you. All right. So just call in. The card for the show, I always pull a card for the show to begin with, and it comes from my Healing with the Angel deck. And it is the trust card. And, you know, the one thing that we need to do is trust spirit. You know, again, it goes back to, you know, not being so much in our heads and just going into that place of spirit saying, hey, you know what? Spirit has helped me through so much before, and spirit's not going to let me fall on my face now. I think a lot of times we forget what spirit has done for us, and we're not focused on what spirit is going to do for us. And spirit's going to get us out of all our situations and all our problems simply by trusting spirit. All right? So, all right, let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll start the program. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother God, I just pray right now that you would just help everybody. We're all going through different things and different situations, and sometimes when we're going through certain things, that's all we're focused on. That's all we're seeing. And Father, Mother God, instead of seeing the problem today, let us see the solution, which is you. And just let us focus on that and focus on you. And Father, Mother God, help me completely and absolutely move out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program, and I thank you for that. And Father, Mother God, I pray for my listeners right now, live and archived, that you would just meet their needs physically, emotionally, spiritually, that you would just touch them. Surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen. All right. Let's go ahead and I guess take some calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Wanda, and it looks like you're a new caller, and I appreciate you calling in today. Hi.
Hey. My question is, I'm going to court. Do you see me winning or?
Okay. I would say yes, that you're going to win. You know, because that was pretty quick. I didn't have to really think about that. That was a pretty quick yes. You know, your mind is trying to tell you that you're not going to win and things like that. And
I heard what you were saying, and I thought about it.
Yeah.
I thought about
yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. Yeah, I've just been stressing over this. This is the house of my deceased brother. Some man's trying to take it from us. And I don't think he's. I don't think he's got a leg to stand on.
No,
he
doesn't. Oh, no problem. And you know, it's really easy for us to get into our heads and listen to all that, you know, chitter chatter and all that stuff. And it's really easy. I have to fight that on a daily basis as well. And so, you know, it's really easy, you know, and especially when we have these, you know, court cases and all this stuff that comes up sometimes in our lives, it's really easy for us to get into a place of worry. And you know, it goes to the card that I pulled for the show today. It goes to that trust card, you know, you trust in the spirit within you that everything's going to work out. And I definitely see it being okay, so I don't see any problems. All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day, and try not to worry anymore, okay?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. You know, we all have that. We all have that, you know, those times in our lives where we just get stuck in our heads. You know, we're, you know, that's all that we're focused on. So, you know, we just have to learn how to trust and know that Spirit knows right where we are. You know, that's the one thing I love about Spirit. Spirit knows exactly what we need in our lives. And that's one thing I really love about Spirit. You know, we're not ever alone. You know, there are times that we might feel like that we're alone. We might think that we're alone, but we're never, ever alone, okay? Let's go ahead and talk to Susie. I appreciate you calling in. Hi. Hello, Susie. She's not there at the moment. We'll come back to her. All right, let's go to Holly. Holly. Hi,
Michael. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good, kind of. Hey, I'm staying with some friends, and you know, there's roommates, and it's a little rocky here. And I'm wondering, how soon do you see me moving out, getting on my own?
You should be out on your own by the end of the year. If not by the end of the year, at least by the first of next year. It shouldn't
January.
Be very long. Yeah, January. Yeah, yeah.
But you see me staying in California?
Yeah, I would say yes. So,
okay,
yeah, for at least a while. I don't see you in California for the rest of your life, but I would see you in California for a while, yeah.
Okay, great. That sounds great.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a good move for you, so don't second-guess yourself. You know, a lot of times we second-guess ourselves, but... But you know, it's never ever easy, Holly, living with roommates and other people, and especially if you don't know them that well, you know, that's never an easy situation. It takes a little bit of time to adjust to that, and I feel like that you will adjust to that. So, okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Hang
Have
in there. Keep taking care of yourself. All right. Bye-bye, Holly.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Sandy. Hi, Sandy. You're on air with me. Hi. I appreciate you calling in.
Hi. How are you, Michael?
I'm good. I can't complain. So that's a good thing. You know, I think we complain too much sometimes, so I can't complain. Everything, the sun is shining here today, and it's nice today, so I can't complain. So how can I help?
Well, just wanted to know about my relationship with my husband, how you perceive it to be now and going forward.
Okay. Are things rocky a little bit right now? Because I feel a little bit of unsettling energy, just like things are up in the air a little bit. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me felt like I was 100 miles away from my desk. So my chair, I have a tendency, When I'm doing the show, I have a lot of energy, and so I'm always moving around, and I was, like, way away from where I needed to be. So, and I feel like that's where you guys are in your relationship as well, it feels like a little bit of drifting. Does that make any sense? It's like something has made you guys drift apart a little bit. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, and we've talked before, and you said that in November, December, things would get better. And I was just wondering if it indeed,
Yeah, I feel like it will still get better. And I never remember who I've talked to. I've talked to so many different people. It's really hard for me to keep things in my head, and if I remembered every reading that I ever did, I would be in a padded room somewhere. I do definitely see an improvement. You know, as you go out of December into next year, I do feel like an improvement in their relationship. So, okay.
So you see improving and the relationship not ending. Is that what you see?
I don't see an end for this relationship. No, I would be surprised if that happened. I don't see it ending. I do feel like communication is the key here, and I do feel like that is very important at this point in the relationship, and very possible. But as far as a reader, I don't see this relationship ending. No, I would be surprised if you called me and told me that.
But do you see him communicating more? Because he's the problem with the communication breakdown.
Yeah, right. I feel like that he will come out of this where he does start communicating a little bit more. Yeah, guys, you know, from a guy perspective, guys really have a hard time with relationships. And I think the reason why we have so much problems with relationships is a lot of us are not in touch with our emotions. We're not in touch with our true selves, a lot of us. And that's what I feel like with your husband. I don't feel like that he really is in touch with his emotions so much. And it makes it hard for us to communicate. I'm not making excuses for him. I'm just saying from a guy's point of view that that's what goes on with a lot of guys. But I do feel like that there will be more communication from him as you go out of this year and into next year. I feel like that he will start talking more and really talking about the issues and the things that are going on right now in the relationship that is making you feel a little uneasy and a little lost. So I definitely see an improvement in that. Okay?
Is there anything I can do to make it make it easier for him to communicate?
Don't push him to communicate, you know, because a lot of times when you push people, not just guys, but anybody, if guys especially will feel like if they're being threatened, they'll go into like a shell. And so don't push him. Would ask your angels to help you with this, ask his angels to help him with it. And go from there. That's the advice that I would have. But don't push him to communicate, because if you try to push him, he's going to get defensive, and then things might get a little worse. So, all right?
Okay. Thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. No problem. You have a great day. All right. Bye-bye. All right. And let's go ahead and talk to hold on for just a second. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick.
Hello?
Hi, Nick. Hi, you're on air.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, listen, lately okay. I've been getting more and more scratches on me when I wake up in the morning. Do I have something going on?
Okay.
They've been three finger scratches, so that's the problem. That's the problem I'm having.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you, Nick. But I think that you're asking about the scratches that have been on you, and when did you start noticing these? When did you start noticing these on you?
Well, really, since I was younger, but they've been getting more and more scratches.
Okay.
You know, more and more frequent.
Okay.
And they've been three finger scratches, so I've been having weird thoughts about it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm gonna be quiet for just a second as I tap into this. And the one thing that I will definitely tell you, there's definitely a spirit that's doing this. And I think you know that. What I would do, Nick, is you have more power than you think you have, and what I would do is just tell it to stop doing this. I think that this spirit is trying to convince you that it's bigger than you, and this has been with you ever since you were very young. I mean, I agree. I would say there was an attachment to you started when you were about six. I don't know if somebody sent this to you or, you know, maybe something like that. That's what I keep picking up. But you're very capable of telling this to go away. If it doesn't stop, please let me know, and we'll take other steps to help you. If you just, you know, telling it to go away doesn't work, there's other things that we can do. And but, you know, just keep an eye on it. And just, you know, as soon as we get off the phone, I would just tell it to go away.
Okay, because me and my stepmother have had issues ever since I was about 6 years old, and I see dark in her eyes. I don't see good out of ever since I was young from her, and to me she's an evil person, and I don't know if it's all
I feel like somebody spoke this over you, like somebody sent something to you. And I'm not accusing her of doing this, but I will tell you that I did see a woman. But I don't want to accuse people of things without proof of that. But I will tell you, it does feel like that somebody attached this to you. And so because of that, you know, I will tell you, saying no and getting rid of it might not be as easy as I think, but we'll try this first. And, you know, just tell it to go away. And if it doesn't go away, you know, contact me again, and we'll work on some other steps that we can do to get rid of this, okay?
Okay.
Just keep an eye on it. All right? All right. I appreciate you calling in, Nick. You have a great day, okay?
Yeah, you too. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, because, you know, especially, you know, if we have, you know, spirits and energy that is hooked to us, you know, sometimes there has to be other steps that takes place. But in this case, Nick, I would just tell it to go away and keep an eye on it. If they start increasing or getting worse, please let me know. And you can do that by contacting me through my email, which is youareawakening@gmail.com. All right? Let's go ahead and talk to Elizabeth. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you today?
Yes, I am looking for a change of residence. Do you see me having a change of residence this month?
This month? I really wouldn't see it this month. I would see it more at the beginning of January. And I will tell you, Elizabeth, timelines can be really tricky for readers. So I'm hoping that it's sooner for you. But the first impression that I got, and I usually go with my first impressions, was January.
Okay.
So it could be late December, early January, but I'm going more with January. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
And it's gonna be a good move for you too. So don't worry about that. All right. So.
Great.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great day. Okay.
Thank you. Peace and blessings. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to 617. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello. Happy Festivus.
Hi, you're on air.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How can I help?
I'm calling. I'd like to know if you see romance for me in 2014.
Definitely, yes. Somebody Ooh. Should be coming into your path. It looks like late February, early March.
Ooh.
Yeah, that quick.
A good guy?
So that's a oh, yeah, excellent good guy. Yeah. We don't want a bad guy. We want a good guy. So, yeah, but sometimes, hey, it's always good to ask, you know, if they're going to be good or bad. And I feel like it's also going to be long term, and I feel like that this guy is going to be really good to you, going to treat you really well. I think in the past you've had some not so good guys, and some, you know, relationships that didn't end, you know, very well. But I would definitely see nothing but positive with this guy. So.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good thing. That's what you want a reader saying to you.
Exactly.
Especially if you're going
exactly.
to You know, because I do feel like that there has been some past, you know, relationships that haven't been good. And that, you know, and there's some trust issues, you know, there that were created. So, you know, I can feel, you know, a little apprehensive about even opening up to somebody on your part. But, you know, we gotta take chances. And you know, a lot of times when we get hurt, we want to go into the shell. And the only person that we're hurting is ourselves. Because we're blocking ourselves off to other people loving us and you know, stuff like that. So you got to be open to love.
Exactly. That's why I said, is he a good guy? That's what came out of me. Is he a good guy? You know?
Yeah,
so,
he's a good guy.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, because he's going to be a guy he's also going to be a guy that's very romantic. You know, he's going to be that guy that wines and dines you and stuff like that. So that's always nice to hear.
Did you say around January, February?
I would see more February, on this. I see February, March is what I thought I said.
February, March.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just take this time that you have now between that. And really look, be sure you don't have any baggage. You don't want to carry any old baggage into a new relationship. Kind of things. And the one thing that I would warn you about is don't let your fear keep you from having this relationship. I feel like that at times, you know, you're sort of in a shell right now. And so, you know, you're going to have to come out of there a little bit. And so let your fear keep you from having that love in your life that you deserve. Okay.
That's true. That's true. Beautiful. This is the best Christmas gift ever.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that Spirit's going to bless you and give you the best Christmas gift ever. So, that's a good thing. And it is that time of the year where, you know, Spirit does bless us and gives us stuff.
Amen.
And we have to be appreciative of everything that happens in our lives. The one thing that I'm learning in my own life is everything that happens to me is a lesson. And, you know, there's always something I need to learn. So, all right. But I appreciate
Amen
going
to
in today. Hopefully that helps.
Absolutely. And many, many, many blessings to you, Michael. Many.
Thank you. All right. I appreciate it. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You as well. God bless. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. We're going to go ahead because I've been instructed to do so, and hopefully Nick is still listening and Holly is still listening. We're going to go ahead and pray for Nick. I feel like that we're supposed to, and so I'm going to call in at this moment in time. I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to come forward and to bring some angels with him. And, you know, a lot of times we can't do things on our own, and sometimes we need support. And so Nick's been going through this for a while now, and these scratches concern me. And so so I can rest easier tonight, I'm going to go ahead and pray for Nick and pray for the situation, and we're going to break this attachment with Nick and this other energy that is around him at the moment. So let's go ahead and go to prayer, and we're going to do that right now. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for Nick. I don't know him personally, and I don't need to know him personally to pray for him and to ask you for your help. Right now, I just ask Archangel Michael to go where Nick is and to take your sword and to cut this attachment that has been spoken over him, and to do it right now on the count of 3, 1, 2, 3, and it's done. And we thank you for doing that. We say namaste, and we say amen. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to next in line is Carol. Hi, Carol.
Oh, thank you so much. I just want a general reading, Michael, and I just love listening to your show. You bring so much information to you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Let me go ahead and pull a couple of cards. The first card I want to focus on with you today, Carol, is the intention card. Just keep your intention clear. You know, keep focused on what you want in your life and what you want to bring into your life, especially as we get ready to go out of this year and then into 2014. Be really clear on what you want to happen. And this goes for everybody, but especially with you right now. Just be really clear what you want to happen in your life as you go out of this year into next year. And right now, I really feel like that Spirit's calling you to a place of rest. I got a retreat card in front of me that tells me that. And so, you know, just regroup, you know, a little bit there and just rest. Everything's going to work out into your, you know, into your situation the way you want it to. And so, and the next card I have and the last card I'm going to pull for you is the Freedom card. And I really see that for you as you go into 2014. I really feel like that 2014 is going to be that year of blessing and a lot of freedom for you. And you're really coming into your own in 2014. So, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Many blessings to you.
No problem. No problem. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and talk to Susie. Hopefully she's there this time. Hi.
Michael, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. You're on air. So I tried earlier, and I just couldn't hear you.
I don't know if it was my headset or not, but I changed that, and I called back in to just so I could talk to you, Michael.
Well, that's good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
You hanging in there?
Yeah, my boy is home from Afghanistan.
Well, that's
good. Yes, he's home safe and sound. For this time, I think that he's going to go back out again at some point, but I'll be covering him then too. So that's
right.
Good. But how are you doing, Michael? I listened to your show yesterday in archives, and that was very wonderful, as always. And so, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. I'm hanging in there, and Spirit's blessing, and that's all that we can do. You know, sometimes, you know, life can throw us a curveball and stuff like that, but we just keep on bouncing back up. So, you know,
that's
what we got to do.
And, you know, a lot of people are having issues, financial issues around, you know, since it's the holidays, but honestly, what's really important, and I hope and pray that more and more people, as time goes by, get the message of that the gift is just being around our loved ones and having them with us.
Right.
Because this long, over 7 months it's been that I haven't seen my son, and he was in the face of a lot of danger, and just having him back is a gift in itself.
Right, definitely.
So, it's not any, and no material thing could replace that.
No, but, you know, and that's what we, you know, that's one thing that we focus on, I think, too much. And, you know, as humans, sometimes we think of material stuff, and, you know, it goes back to, you know, friends, family, loved ones, things like that, and that's what we need to focus on. So, all right. And hopefully.
I have a question for you.
Okay, I got an answer, maybe. Go ahead.
I know you do. You know, when I have the feelings and I share them, I truly feel it and mean it. And so if I tell my friends I love them, I mean it. And so I wanted to know if it was an okay time to tell my special friend that as well, right, at this point. Kind of a little Christmas thing because I feel it and I want to share it.
Right. Well, I feel like that, you know, sometimes when we tell people that we love them and stuff like that, I think sometimes what happens is other people might misinterpret, you know, things and take them the wrong way. And you know, and things like that. So we, I think that we need to be clear on what we mean, and you know, and it's okay to tell people that you love them. I have lots of people that tell me that they love me, and but we have to be clear on what that means. You know, what that means to us and what that means to the other person. And a lot of times, I think that people misread things, and and so, but I would be careful. In this situation, Susie, I would recommend caution as you go forward with this person in particular, you know, telling them that. Because I feel like that they don't totally understand how you mean that. And so I would just be really careful with that. Okay?
Okay. Would you be reserved on that for right now?
I would, yeah. I would use a lot of caution on that right now.
Because he's not ready yet.
Yeah, he's not ready, and like I said, a lot of times people misunderstand that word. You know, there's all kinds of different kinds of love and stuff like that, and I think it's really easy for people to misinterpret that word, especially. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
just be clear
you.
On your just the one thing I would tell you, Susie, is you know just be clear on your intention and stuff like that, and you know go
right,
from
well,
there.
Right
okay.
Now, right now, all I can have is a friendship intention.
Can have this moment, okay?
That's right, Michael. Okay, and I love you, Michael.
I love you too, Susie. All right. You take care of yourself.
Okay,
so all right.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Cheryl. You're on air with me.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help?
I have a relationship issue. I've been seeing someone for the last 2.5 years. It's been a long-distance relationship. And for the past 6-7 weeks, I have trouble contacting him. It seems as though he's avoiding me. I'm just wondering why, and if it's bad or if it's good. Is this relationship going to end up, are we going to end up together in the long run, or is this just a bad time we're having together, or what's going on with him?
Okay, all right. Could I just, I don't want his name on air, but could you just give me the first initial of his first name, please?
Well, I don't call him by his given name. I call him by the family nickname of Pat.
Okay, all right. Let me tap. Okay, that's good. Let me tap into him at this moment. Okay. Man. All right, I've checked this a couple of times. I'm just going to have to tell you what Spirit's showing me, okay? And I don't really feel like that this relationship's going to go anywhere at this moment. You know, I don't know exactly what's going on in his part. I will tell you that. I don't know what's distracted him at this point. But at this moment in time, I don't see it going forward. Now, there is a possibility that that will change. I want to give you some hope here. It's a possibility that something will change. It looks like about the end of January, early February. But at this moment in time, he feels very distant. It was almost like I couldn't even pick up his energy. And so I don't know what's causing this. As far as, you know, relationship goes, it's going to take some work. You know, it's totally up to you if you want to put the work into it. Long-distance relationships are hard. And, you know, communication, if you don't have that, then our minds go all kinds of ways. I've been in a long-distance relationship, so I sort of understand this. You know, if we don't hear from them, then our minds start playing games with us and coming up with all these weird case scenarios. But I do feel a lot of distance in this relationship. That's what I'm concerned about. And what I mean by that is I'm not sure if this is going to recover from this point. That's what I want to be clear on. There's a possibility that it can. But it's going to take him communicating, and he's just not doing that right now. And I don't know what's caused him to go into this state where he's not communicating.
Yeah, because it just seemed like all of a sudden, wham, the wall just fell down.
Yeah.
you know. No,
yeah,
everything
yeah.
worked.
It was
fine.
Good. Yeah. And the one thing that I'll tell you, I don't think it's personal. I don't feel like it's personal towards you. I will tell you that. I just feel like that he cannot give you the time that you need right now. And I don't know what's causing this. I'm trying my very best to figure out what this is, but I can't get it right now. So.
Okay. So.
All right. But, yeah. You know, if this doesn't work out, I will tell you that there's a possibility of somebody else coming into play here. So that I will tell you that I see another person on your part coming into play. So if that happens, that this would be more like late summer, early fall. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much for your information.
Thank you. No
problem. Have a good day.
I appreciate you calling in. You too.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this song. Okay, and we're back, and let's go ahead and talk to Jimmy. Jimmy, you're on air. Hi.
Hi, Jimmy. What's going on? Oh,
hi.
Is this Michael?
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank you, Michael. So, Michael,
hi, how can I?
I've been having problems at school, and you seem like you know, a good guy to talk to because you know what's going on in the world. And maybe you'll know how I should handle the situation.
Okay.
So when I go to school, there's a couple of guys when I play basketball, and they push me around, and they've been doing it for a while, and I don't really know anyone to, like, I don't know what I should do because, I mean, I've been told not to, you know, get violent, and I don't think that's a good idea.
No.
I mean, what do you think I should do? I mean, because... deep down inside, I don't want to hurt anyone. I mean, you know.
No.
They were up to no good, and, you know, they just started making trouble around my neighborhood. And I got in this fight, and then my mom got really angry, and she got scared. And then she said, you're moving with your auntie and your uncle in Bel Air.
Let's go ahead and talk to Kimberly. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How can I help you?
Anyway, I'm in Atlanta now, and I am thinking about maybe taking some acting classes just for an outlet because I'm teaching some after-school students, you know, drama and acting. I was thinking about that might be good for me. I don't know if I should do it or what's going to happen. Just what do you get from that?
Okay, I am sorry. My mind was somewhere else for a minute. Could you repeat your question? I apologize. Just repeat your question, please.
Yeah. The question is, I teach acting, acting after school, in an after school program for students, and I've done a couple of things in plays before, and I was thinking about, since I'm in Atlanta, why not take some classes? I don't know if it's just a thought that's running through my head or something I should pursue.
Definitely something you should pursue. Definitely would see it being needed and something that would really be good for you and good for the people that you help out. So I would definitely pursue it. So.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because I really feel like that you like helping people. Is that true? I mean, I just feel that, yeah. And I feel like that, you know, God gave you a gift, so you might as well use it to help other people and stuff like that. So, okay?
Okay, thanks.
No problem. All right, I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. Have a good
day. No problem. You too. Have a good day. I'm sorry. Sometimes I cut people off too fast. I don't mean to do that, but sometimes I have that problem. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian. Brian, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How can I help?
I was curious how long you've been a psychic.
That's a good question. When we also lost you, but I'll answer your question anyhow. I've been gifted most of my life and I've been reading professionally since 2006. But I do appreciate you calling in. I'm going to go ahead and pull some cards for you, Brian. And so I'm going to go ahead and pull some cards here. And hopefully you can still, you can listen to the show archived. I don't know exactly why we lost you. The enchantment card is in front of me, and I feel like that as you go into next year, I feel like that next year is going to be really a magical time for you where things are going to really be opening up for you. And then the next card I pulled definitely is the blessing card. Definitely see a lot of blessings, especially around your finances. Definitely see that happening for you. And then the next thing, you have a lot of support system around you. is the next card. So hopefully that helps, and I appreciate you calling in. Let's go ahead and talk to Diane in California. Hi.
Hi, Michael. I would just love a message from Spirit. I'm very open,
okay.
And you're so
okay. I'm
blessed with your ability.
Well, thanks. Let me go ahead and I'm going to shuffle some cards for you really quick here, and we'll go from there. How's your day going so far?
Oh, I'm in sunny California. It's close to 85 degrees, and I'm loving life because I'm living in the elements.
Yay. So that's a good thing, I guess. Yeah, it's nice here. It's not in the 80s. It's not in the 80s in Kansas where I'm at, but at least it's in the 40s, so at least we're above freezing now, so that's always a good thing. So.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah, 40s you could be outdoors easy.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about actually when the show's done, I think I might go for a walk or something here in a little bit. So, but let me go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick. The retreat card, what Spirit's just saying, you know, rest, do some meditation time, really focus on you right now is what Spirit's calling you to do. And then the next card, and as you do that, you're going to start finding a lot of freedom. You're really growing spiritually. You're really becoming more enlightened and stuff like that. As you go into 2014, I really feel like that's going to increase more and more as you go into next year. And there's a lot of healing. Now, do you do healing yourself? Do you do any healing work yourself?
You know, with my words, and I have a very good touch, but I don't do it more than just the people that I'm with, so to speak.
Okay.
So,
but
yeah,
you might think about learning some like Reiki or something like that, because I think that you'd be really good at it. I really feel like a lot of healing energy with you. And also, you know, you're healing. You're healing a lot of your old emotions, a lot of your old stuff. You're in a process of healing right now, and that's what Spirit wants me to tell you. You're in a healing process yourself, and you're going to start seeing and feeling that more as you go out of this year into next year. You're going to feel different, and things are really going to start opening up for you, okay?
What a great reading. Blessings. Love you. Bye, Michael.
Bye-bye. All right. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so. By calling me at, I think we're just going to go off the air here in just a little bit. I feel like that we're done for today. So, but I do appreciate everybody that's called in today, and I've been a part of the program, and so that's always nice for you guys to call in. So I appreciate it so much. And if you would like to get a hold of me for a full reading, you can do that by going to my website at www.insightswithmichael.com, www.insightswithmichael.com. Full readings are on sale right now through the rest of December. They will go up January 1st, 2014. They will go up. And so, you know, if you want a reading with me, go ahead and set those up by going to the website at www.insightswithmichael.com. All right. I'm going to see if we are done. I don't want to miss anything. So I feel like that we are. So we're going to say goodbye to you for today, and we will be back on air tomorrow, as far as I know, at 3:30 Central. So we're going to be on tomorrow. And tune in then, all right? Tell your friends about our program. If you would like to mark us as your favorite, that way you'll get reminders of when I am on. Sometimes I have a tendency of just throwing shows up here and there. The best way to follow me is to follow me. And so stuff like that. Check out our Twitter page as well. I do have a Twitter account, so you can check that out as well. All right, you guys have a great day and be blessed always. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. So I promise there is a better day coming. So we're going to close out with this song, And we'll be back on air tomorrow at 3:30 Central. See you then. Bye-bye. Thanks again for listening.
Put a smile on your face, you're gone. Put a smile on your face, you're gonna chase those blues away.